Hey, man.
What's up?
What's going on?
Not too much, man. Why are you over there again?
I'm not.
Quit being all the way over
I'm
there.
I'm not. I don't like you.
I want you to touch me.
I'm not going to do that.
Ah! I lightly touched him. Mm-hmm. It was actually a really creepy touch.
It was.
Like, if touches could be creepy, that was up there towards
that one
the top.
Was sketchy.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing out there? Maltese, good to see you. Maltese said, how's everyone? And no one said anything back to him. It's really awkward.
That's rude.
Yep.
Maltese, we're great.
Yeah, we're happy you're here. Oh, there's Ballin' Hobo. Hey, hi, Ballin'. Okay, we got one. We got two. We're popular.
We got dose, man.
We got more than zero. Yep. It is more than zero, you know? And we've broadcasted to less.
We have.
Yeah, and pretended that it was more. And Kane is here, too. He only counts himself as half a person. I disagree.
Do you see me right now?
I do see you right now.
Mosquito.
Oh, you got mosquito bites, dude?
Mosquito.
I thought it's too late for mosquitoes.
No, it's on the exact same part of the leg on either side.
Dude, part of your knee is tasty.
Dude, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Is that like a big fat store?
I got a bigger question for you. Why are you outside?
I'm not. It was in my apartment.
Why are there mosquitoes in your apartment?
Because my door is shit.
Okay. Your door lets mosquitoes in?
And there's a lot of mosquitoes under my door or above my door.
What?
And then when I open the door, just a big vacuum of air swoops in, bringing them in, terrorizing me. Also, I squished a spider the other night, about yay big.
What's going on?
Yeah.
You live in Bugland?
Yes. I fucking don't live where I live, man.
I won't. I live
don't
here.
Do it.
I won't. But you're not too far away.
See, okay, your light, because all apartments, you know, if you have like a four...
Right.
Door access point
they
for
a big light in the middle
per building. Yes,
right.
There's a big light. Your big
right.
light is up.
It is
and pretty a decent.
Yeah.
You know, like
when
10 steps away.
Yeah,
from
it's
your
the
door.
Same height as the door on the second floor. So when you like go down the stairs, it's a good 10 feet above you.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I mean, from light to door, it's a good 10 feet.
Uh huh.
That way, when you open the door, there's not a swarm of bugs just chilling there. My
right.
light, however, is right. above my door. Right above it, maybe a foot or two over. And so it's just swarming under this light, and then I need to open my door, and then bugs literally hit me in the face as I walk through the door.
I would never leave.
I know, I hate it.
That's the worst. We are dropping frames. Looks like very few of them. My guess is something's downloading. Just deal with it, okay? It's not your PC having a stroke. It's our PC having a stroke. Okay, Chris out there playing Apex Legends. She's sucking up all the juice.
Yep.
Okay, believe
she's
me.
Sucking, so it's
here's
sucks.
We're literally
sucking. Look at that.
Don't let her hear you say
that. Look
man.
At that.
She's
man.
Very sensitive.
That's
about
a big
her
old
skill.
One.
That is a big old one, man.
Fucking.
Don't touch it.
I'm slapping.
I mean, this one right here is huge too.
I know. It's like a growth. I don't know if that's just the normal curve of my leg or if there's a bump there, but it looks like a bump.
This just in. Britt says that she is us.
I may be them.
Yeah. I always knew I was a woman.
Mm.
I always knew it.
Okay.
Always known.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, how you been?
Ah, great, man.
How's this week been, man?
Ah, just fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Totally believable, dude.
You know what I hate more than anything in the world?
Mosquito bites.
No, I'd rather take 5,000 of those to never have to do what I'm about to say again.
Help Pinella move.
I hate driving.
What? What?
I hate it.
What do you mean you hate driving?
I hate driving in rush hour.
Well, yeah.
Because I go to work in rush hour, I leave work in rush hour. It's the fucking worst.
I don't. And let me tell you, it is great.
Yeah, I bet.
Because occasionally, like, Chris will get home and we'll, like, go get groceries right before we, you know, eat. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Rush hour, the worst.
Yep. I have to deal with that every day.
Yeah.
And it always is the start of my day, and it always makes my day shit.
I maybe do it once every 2 months. It's so horrible.
I hate it.
Yeah. I don't have to do it anymore. It's great. I love it.
I want to live in a place that doesn't.
That doesn't exist.
Or that. Or hell. I'll take hell.
Hell may be worse.
I'll take hell at this point in time, man.
What do you do if you're a job, man? This is your chance to make something up awesome that you want to do.
I'm a male escort. But it's during the day.
It's business hours as a male escort.
Yeah.
He's a designer, Maltese. That's what he does.
No, he designs. I design the female orgasm.
No, you don't. You definitely don't do that. I know that for a fact because you've never made it happen to me, and I've just came out as a woman. So.
Oh, that's true. Well, we haven't had sex.
Yet. Yeah. Now that I'm a woman, everything changes. Gonna start talking about our inner show romance.
Yeah.
Like they weren't doing that before. Yeah. But yeah, dude, rush hour traffic's horrible. I don't have to deal with it. I'm sure most people in chat do. I don't. Ball and Hobo, you gotta deal with rush hour traffic? I feel like he doesn't. I feel like he's got odd hours, you know? I feel like he doesn't have to worry about it.
Well, and he's in Canada. Nobody lives there.
I think he lives in a pretty big city in Canada.
Nobody lives in Canada.
I used to think it was just, like, dirt roads and moose, but he showed me photos, and there's, like, real buildings and stuff there, dude.
No, there's not.
I mean, it could be doctored. It could be, like, of Indiana, and I just wouldn't know. Yeah. But he swears it's Canada, so...
Do you know what the downtown of, like, Phoenix, Arizona looks like?
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard! So fucking rock hard.
Hammy just subbed. It's a new sub. Look at this man.
It's the first new sub in 5 years. So rock hard. Love it.
It's the first new sub in 5 years. That's not true. Let me look. Let's look, man. Let's see subs. Let me look here. Taylor. Oh yeah, I gotta get rid of bits here. Too many people giving us money.
So oh yeah, too many.
Get rid of that. Okay, so Menace, Taylor, April, Menace, Taylor, Kane, Rin. Oh, that's a raid. Menace, ToxPod, tier 1, 2 months, dude.
Boom.
Yeah, Taylor, Menace. Right. ZFM gifted a sub.
That doesn't count.
ZFM gifted another sub. ZFM gifted a sub. Because ZFM gifted a sub. ZFM gifted a sub. This is 4 months ago. This is back when when ZFM cared about us, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then Shadow subscribed to Twitch Prime 4 months ago, so. Sir Donald subscribed to Prime 6 months ago, so 3 months. All right, so, you know, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah.
I unfollowed Refold, it asked me for 24-hour wait time, so I had to sub. Wait, you could chat if you sub? System's broken. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you got locked out of chat, though.
Or is it?
Well, I mean, it isn't. I guess, but it is.
Why'd you unfollow?
Well, I know what he's talking about.
Man, gets me rock hard!
Kane, that's 2 months, except my rock hard money, he says.
I'll take all the rock hard I can get.
I know what he's talking about. There's a glitch in the chat where, because we're in followers only for 24 hours to prevent trolls. Like, basically, sometimes it says it's in followers only mode even if you follow. Like, I get it. And I can't type. But then I just close the app and reopen it and write back in. But Hammy apparently unfollowed and refollowed, and then he got put back in the thing.
Easy to click.
You know what?
Man.
We'll take his $5.
Click.
And Kane, thank you very much as well for that sub.
Click the sub button.
Yeah.
See what it does.
Just sub, foreheads.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's all it takes. Okay, just give us your money.
We made a total of $5 tonight, man.
Did you see my go live notification today? I think you'll probably find it disgusting, so I kind of want you to read it.
Nerds will tell you that this is hallway.
That's halfway.
Halfway to being totally lost. LOL, God, we're so funny. Why don't you give us money, Rhyme God? What? Nerds will tell you that this is halfway to being totally lost.
Yeah, because 404 is double 202.
Oh, good lord, man. That was reaching. Wow.
And I've written 202 of them, man. What do you want from me?
Wow. Anybody else get that? Because I didn't get that. I read it twice. Didn't get it.
You also thought halfway was hallway.
Also,
so.
I did not look at the episode number. Also, I can't read that far, man. My eyes are going. I'm getting older.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Bam! Dick's never been harder! That's a good sub noise. What are you doing? Are you also subbing? Why are you going to take Taylor's
name
off?
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Okay, we need someone else to sub so my name isn't up there.
You ruined it.
No, I made it better.
No, I think you ruined it.
I made it better.
I mean, yeah, you did it so fast that Taylor's name didn't even show up on the screen. So.
Taylor has resubbed for 19 months, by the way.
Can you unsub?
I mean, that's
and then
no
resub?
22, but 19's quite a bit, so. And yeah, new subs are half off. So if you haven't subbed to us in the last 32 days, you can sub for $2.50. So, because it's Subtember. So, you know.
The Subtember has...
Acid, you know what I say when you got negative dollars in your bank account, can't get any worse? Spend your money.
You can go into debt.
She's already in debt.
$0 is not debt.
She said negative dollars.
Oh.
Dude, are you okay? That's not glasses problem. Okay, that's something else.
That was I didn't hear you problem.
I'm not hearing. It's reading right on the screen.
I didn't read it. You read it to me.
Taylor, I put so much respect on your name, all right? I put so much respect on it. I gave you a whole bunch of advice today at the Discord, all right?
What about?
Well, she was in a meeting earlier today about whether or not to use emojis in a corporate email. And the people were encouraging using emojis in a corporate email, and she's like, don't do that. Like, no one does that. And I'm like, I did it all the time to people I didn't like. Because, like, I would, like, my example I used, there was this woman who worked in another department, and she was, like, the big wig of the department, and she was just the worst. Like, I don't know how she got the job, because she was literally, she had air in her head. There was no brain, it was air.
It was airhead.
Okay? And so, like, I would be like, hey, I like your idea, but I think that this idea is better than I'd include a smile. And she would read it like, I like that idea, but I think this idea might work better. She'd be like, okay. But what I'm saying
it's a middle
finger. I like
finger.
This. This idea sucks. This idea is great. Smiley face, you know?
Yeah, no, emojis are the middle finger of work email.
Yeah, but not to everybody. Some people, it literally means smile.
Yeah.
It literally means it to this lady. I'm just trying to tell her play the corporate politics, you know? I told her you can't send it to any man because if a man gets a smiley face, he immediately thinks eggplant and peach emoji.
Oh.
Immediately. If you got an email from a woman that used an emoji, wouldn't you think that she wanted some?
No.
You would. He's just lying because Brit's watching.
No.
Yes, you are.
I don't think emoji equals sex, no.
If a woman messaged you and said, yes, I would love to come to your meeting today, smiley emoji, you wouldn't think that meant anything?
Well, that means something, because who wants to... It wasn't the smiley, it was the, yeah, I'd love to come to your meeting. Nobody ever says that about any meeting, ever.
Dude, polite people do.
No.
They do.
No, they
corporate,
don't.
Corporate.
No.
Yeah.
No. You know what I do to that email? Archive.
That's what men think, though.
No response.
I'm just telling you, Taylor, just watch yourself out there, okay? That's what men are messed up. We're gross, okay? Taylor, you're gross. All right? But send pics, all right? Dude, any girl I texted with, if she sent me emoji face, I instantly think I was going to get laid, see? That's how men are, dude. Ballin, thank you for bragging me up from this human emotionless man here. Thank you.
No, it's just like you really want to be every other dude and just think that like every other dude like you're saying does. I don't think that. I'm above all that.
You are not
you
above
are
all that.
Below
you
me.
Are just dead below the waist.
Nah, I'm dead everywhere.
Well, yeah, but that also includes below the waist, so.
Yeah, you specified below and excluded the upper.
Okay, I'm sure. Sorry. You are dead emotionally.
Yeah.
I'm more gross than a lot of guys. Okay, Brent. I'm sure that's true.
I mean, grosser than me a little bit.
That's because you're dead.
Most
Brent's literally dating a zombie.
Most of the time.
Also, I'm not more gross than a lot of guys. I'm just more honest.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Ballin' hobo. Just right there. Kane said if any girl texted her, he think he's gonna get laid. That's how men are, man. I'm trying to tell you how men are, ladies. You're welcome. Beware. We're all the worst. I'm just telling you how it is. Don't send us emojis. You're welcome.
You're correct there, Ballin, actually. She wouldn't say it until I did, so I'd take the bullet.
What?
Hmm?
What, that you're a gentleman?
Mm-mm.
He's chugging Coors Light on a Thursday night right now.
No, Ballin's comment, you dingbat. I said it first. I said I love you first, but that was only because she wouldn't say it first. So I had to take that bullet.
I don't know what's happening
right
now.
Got shot, man.
Can we just move on? I'm just trying to provide a public service, and somehow I'm being attacked. It's fine. It's fine. I know who I am. You guys know who I am.
I open doors for ladies.
Wow. That right there?
Gentlemen.
I will rest my case on that right there.
I hold
okay?
doors for people.
That
man.
Is, that is. Happens. I'll rest my case right there, chat. Okay? All right. So, man, how was your week? Okay. That's,
dude,
pretty
I had,
all conclusive.
I
there.
Had low mane
okay.
for the first time in my life.
Uh huh.
Last night. So good.
Yes, Taylor, thank you. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So good.
Yeah, low mane's great.
Mm-hmm. It was fucking
Where'd you great. Get it from?
Emperors.
Who made?
Okay, Emperors. All right. Emperors is not even the best. Great Wall, best low mane.
Okay.
Go.
I'll have to try it.
House special low mane.
House special? What's
the
that?
The house special low
Just
mane.
Just low mane? No it's, meat?
No, there's meat.
What meat?
The house special?
Mm-hmm.
Pork.
Okay.
Chicken.
Okay.
Beef.
Uh-huh.
Shrimp.
Oh, shit. That's better than the combo.
That's
I
what
got,
I'm
I
saying, man.
Beef, chicken, shrimp.
That's what I'm
I
saying, man.
Get the pork in
you
there.
Gotta get
Damn.
The pork in there, dude.
Damn.
House special, low mane. They jam it in there, too, dude. Every single thing is like Hong Kong packed into that thing, man. It's good. Eat it.
Hong Kong.
Cat, dog, ball, and get out of here. All right, hog. There it is. There's the pork. Lo Mein is so good. What kind of pork or what? Combination is what he said, man. That's what he said. Yeah, dude. Get it.
I was like, I saw the list of what you can add into it. I saw chicken. I saw shrimp. I was like, yeah, I don't know which one. And then I read all the way to the bottom and it said combo.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
How special Lo Mein, man. Great Wall. Best Lo Mein there is. Now, Emperor's does have the best fried rice.
Okay.
Like, Great Wall's fried rice, not that good.
Yeah.
Okay, it's more like Good Wall.
I think, well,
but Emperor's
okay. Are
great.
You talking cheap? Because Kobe's is better than Emperor's fried rice.
I've wise. Never had Kobe because I am not in that tax bracket, so.
You had, place up in Manhattan?
That's not Kobe.
That's basically the
Emperor's
same
better
thing.
Than that place.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
No way.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, by a man who's eaten Kobe's multiple times, that it's the exact same, except better, fried rice.
Well, I'll tell you this. The Umi Steakhouse up in Manhattan, I had their fried rice, and then 3 years passed, and I had Emperor's, and then 3 years have passed.
Mm-hmm.
So to be honest, I don't remember. I just remember it was better than Great
Emperor's
Walls.
Emperor's fried rice is really good.
It is good. I like it, man.
Kobe's is also very good. You know what fried rice is not good? From a place called Tokyo Sushi here in town.
Oh, God, the place that used to be in the donut shop.
It is not that good.
Yeah, don't eat there. But their sushi might be good.
They make a Godzilla roll.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what's in it, but it's fried.
Godzilla.
It's got spicy mayonnaise on it. That mm-hmm. shit is the bomb.
There you go, man. There you go. See, you, chat, you think I haven't had a lot of food because I haven't had a PB&J or waffles, but, like, Colby is really hasn't had a lot of food.
I hadn't eaten a pear since, like, or...
You didn't tell me I couldn't
Before,
eat the skin, man. You didn't tell me I couldn't eat the seeds.
2015, I think, is when I ate my first pear.
I haven't had a meatball sub either, yeah.
I always avoided them because I felt like they were messy.
Yeah, you had a. Have you ever had a meatball sub?
Mm-mm.
There you go, see? You ever had waffles?
Yes.
Okay, you ever had a PB&J?
Yes.
All right.
Any other foods you haven't had?
No, I think that's pretty...
All the fruits? You got all the fruit gamut?
I think I've had pretty much everything.
All the vegetables? You ever had a dragon fruit?
I have had a dragon fruit.
Oh, where?
I don't know.
Yeah, boom.
In my mouth?
Lawyer, you didn't happen. Lies. Caught in your lie. Don't have your fucking...
Colby had a waffle freakout in 2009? That's 10 years ago, Taylor. You think I remember that?
I did. She is completely correct. I remember it just hit me during a show where I was like, I really fucking want waffles right now.
No.
Yeah, that happened.
No.
I remember that.
I would like to state for the record that it's entirely possible that I have had all of the foods that I say I haven't had, but I forgot that I had them.
I didn't have a cheeseburger until I was 10.
I have not had Rocky Mountain oysters, but I would try them. On my honeymoon, I almost got them, but they were
oysters.
Like $15, so
I'll
I didn't.
Pass on the oysters.
Yeah. I mean, I would eat them. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I'll eat human balls. Why wouldn't I eat a cow's? You know what I mean?
You want to know what I did this week?
No.
We signed up for this food subscription service thing.
I said no.
Oh, you don't care?
Is it HelloFresh?
Nope.
Is it Blue Apron?
Nope.
Which one is it?
Dinnerly.
Dinnerly?
It's the cheap one.
Okay, man. Hey, Rennie, what's up, dude? Good to see you, man. How you doing?
We get 3 meals a week that will feed 2 people.
Okay.
So 6 meals, technically.
Two garbanzo beans.
6 meals for $30.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not that bad.
That's not bad at all. Have you got any of them yet?
We're getting it next week.
Oh, man. I can't wait till next Thursday. Find out what you've been eating. Because I bet it's disappointing.
I mean, there is definitely, because you pick your menu.
Uh-huh.
There's definitely options for people who have kids. Where
okay.
It's just,
chicken fingers?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then there are also other things that are not chicken fingers that I think we ordered like 2 of. One's coming this week.
Wait, you
coming
pick?
Next week. Yeah.
You picked the meal?
Out of a menu.
Oh, I don't like that.
Why not?
I feel like half of the payment should be convenience of not having to worry about what you're eating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't have to. They'll just automatically pick the 3 for you, but you can out of like
so what'd you
12,
pick?
12 things. I don't even remember.
What do you mean? How do you not remember these things?
I think we picked like a barbecue chicken. I think we got a burger. And then there's...
Why would you get... The point of these delivery services is so you get things you don't normally eat. You got burgers and chicken?
Yeah, but they sound really good. Let's see. Is it this one?
They sound really good.
Okay, so... Tuesday is when they deliver.
Yeah, ballin', yeah.
We will get grilled barbecue rubbed chicken with roasted red pepper potato salad.
That sounds... Not worth $10.
Sounds really good.
Okay.
Then we're going to get a 2-cheese pizza gnocchi.
Gnocchi?
Gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
G-N-O-C-C-I?
Yep.
Gnocchi. So that's a pasta.
With spinach.
Okay.
And then we're getting...
Wait, why? Why did you sound so angry when you read the spinach part?
With spinach. With spinach. And then we're getting Better Than Takeout Burger with quick pickles and oven chips.
What's a quick pickle?
I don't know.
That's what Chris called our honeymoon. Roasted, dude!
You? Roasted yourself?
Yeah, not myself, dude. Dab on the haters.
The Better Than Takeout Burger is picky eater proof.
What?
It's picky eater proof. That's what it says.
It has spinach in it!
Not the Better Than Takeout Burger, no.
Oh, okay.
And then next week...
People don't like pickles, though.
Next week, we're getting Mediterranean pork tenderloin with lemon dill potatoes.
Okay, that'll be good. That one sounds good.
Tortelloni?
You are Italian, and the only thing you can't pronounce is pasta.
Tortelloni!
Okay.
Tomato soup with mini cheese panini.
Okay. Wait, what's a mini cheese? Is there a picture?
Oh, it's gonna be tiny. That just looks like bread. That one says picky eater proof.
I can't even tell you the picture of it. The panini looks about this big.
That's why it says mini. The main meal is the soup, asshole. It's not the panini. I'm lucky I'm even getting the panini, all right? Now, then I'm getting shrimp and rice noodle stir fry with broccoli. It's simple stuff, man.
Okay, dude. All right. Well, I hope it's great.
I'm excited for it.
What was the motivation behind this?
Brett doesn't like to cook. Well, she likes to cook. She doesn't like shopping.
Okay.
We're both lazy. By the time we get home, we don't want to do shit.
Okay.
And this just shows up, and then all we have to do
so
is
why,
take the stuff
why
out.
Not every day?
Because Thursdays, she's not home to cook before I need to leave.
Okay.
So I buy one of my meals for the lunchtime.
Okay.
And then Fridays, I typically eat at my parents'.
Okay.
But the bad thing is, due to our area, they can only ship it out on Tuesday. Tuesday is when we'll get it. It's not Monday. So I don't have a clue what we're going to do for Monday.
So... Wait, what day are you supposed to get your meals?
Tuesday. During the day. Hopefully.
And it's for Tuesday.
Yes.
So you're going to have to cook Monday, Thursday, Friday, but not really. And then Saturday, Sunday?
One of those days, no.
Because you have an extra?
Three meals, yes.
Okay.
I don't know. We're going to have
Wichita
to figure
sucks.
Out...
sucks!
What... Because it said, like... If you're trying to, like, fan them out, you know, and you get them all at once, they say eat any seafood first, eat any chicken
second.
Wait,
they all come at the same time?
Uh-huh.
Dude, Dude.
That's how all of them work, you dingbat.
What? Why don't you just go to Dylan's.com?
And do pickup?
No, they have delivery. It's $3.
No, that's too much.
You just paid $30 for some chicken, man!
Yeah, but that's also gonna be the bill if I went to the store and bought all that
you
shit.
You don't need to know. You know it would not!
It would.
It would. You have never been into a grocery store in your life. You don't know.
You've seen me at a grocery store.
I have not. That was a fake you. That was Robot Colby.
That was a fake you.
That was fake. You just go, you do the click list, you get it delivered to your house, there's all your ingredients. It's the same thing.
Kind of sounds like the same thing.
It's literally the same thing.
I can cancel any time.
Oh my god, dude. That is ridiculous. I'll cook Tuesday on Tuesday, Wednesday on Wednesday, and I'll cook Monday's meal like on Thursday and just save it. Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know why that was so confusing for me to read, but I feel like that was a confusing sentence.
It took you a second.
And at least I didn't read halfway his hallway, alright?
I can't see! Yeah, can I stick my head any further out?
Yeah, probably. Oh, no, that's too far.
That hurt.
That's too far. Okay, man, do you wanna watch some trailers?
I wanna watch some stuff.
Are you ready?
Let's talk about stuff.
We were talking about it Sunday.
I haven't seen it yet.
And we were waiting for
it,
man.
I saw that it dropped. I haven't seen it.
The biggest trailer of the year right here.
Shit.
Let's do it, man.
Is this Michael Bay still?
I have no idea.
I mean, that's
honest.
Very Michael Bay shot.
Hey! Oh, shit. Come on, man. You can get that buffed out.
I mean, it's his fault for parking there.
You can get that buffed out.
You can't park in front of a hydrant anyway. He's a cop.
Knock and talk. Yeah. Knock, knock.
Mighty PD, get down! What the hell happened to knock and talk?
Hands behind your head right now.
I got this. I'm gonna penetrate this man's soul with my heart.
What?
Watch and learn. Sir, I realize that you're scared. You know, sometimes fear.
How deep you think you got in his soul?
I'm done, Mike. I'm retiring.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Is it retiring?
I'm retiring, man.
Muscle shirts and body counts.
Look at this mess. It's carnage.
I didn't do all this.
You didn't shoot anybody?
Well, come on, Cap. You know I shot some people.
Yeah. Me! Fuck!
How does the non-Red Band trailer sound?
In these streets?
I've heard a lot of cussing.
I'm asking you, man.
Maybe this is the Red Band trailer.
It is.
One last time.
One last time.
I'm the definition. Dude, Martin Lawrence is a... half drugs, ass
to clubs, bad boy, that's what's up. He's driving through a mall! We're not just black, we're cops too. We'll pull ourselves over later. It's official. I survived what I've been through. Y'all got you.
Right about the glasses. I've been telling your ass for a year. He can't be stopped now. Shit, Mike. He's in like HD. This bad boy flies. We ain't going
nowhere. I haven't seen
bad
like...
Boys, bad boy.
Hey, what's she gonna do?
Oh, God, him.
What's she gonna do when we come
hey,
in?
Hey, hey, no, no, never. Y'all will never do that again.
Yeah, and you fucking up the lyrics, which take a long time to learn. Because it's bad boy for life.
Okay, man,
At least I did not see any rock holding a helicopter down by
That's
a
true.
Chain.
Like you just saw Will Smith dangling off of one.
It was a ladder. It's you can jump for a ladder.
Okay, I know that Martin Lawrence was always the comedic relief in those movies, mm-hmm. but, like, he is literally the comedic relief now. Like, the only existence in that movie was for him to be like, I'm old. That's it. I feel bad for him. He must really need money.
Duh.
I mean, he hasn't done anything since Bad Boys 2, has he?
No. I don't know where the Black Knight fell into all that, but that was one hell of a movie.
Yeah, that was not good. Wasn't there one where he's wearing a football jersey that was green, too? I remember the cover. I don't remember the name. But I remember that was a thing. Idea. I don't know.
I think he tried to go down the Eddie Murphy route, and it didn't work out.
He did YouTube Rewind? Wait, Martin Lawrence?
Will Smith did.
Will Smith did, not Martin Lawrence. Is it possible that Asa Cat doesn't know the difference between Martin Lawrence and Will Smith?
It's possible.
He's old, he's black, he's a cop. Pay him. Black Knight was his green jersey? Okay, thank you, Hammy. That's how unmemorable
that
whole movie was.
I have forgotten that movie. I've seen it 5,000 times, but I forget.
All right, you want to see another trailer that I assume will be cringeworthy?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go, man.
Welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns, and my guest today is Matthew McConaughey.
Good to be here, Zach.
Of all the things you can win an Oscar for, how surprised are you that you won one for acting?
Here we go.
I noticed that you're wearing a shirt. Is everything okay?
And you have a major leak in here.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Let's see what's going on with these pipes.
Dude, don't do that.
Help! 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 Who is the idiot? Stand still in the sprinkler system!
Well, they turned the sprinklers on.
Matthew McConaughey. You killed him!
He's brought back to life, but he was momentarily dead.
Oh.
You owe me.
Go across the country. Get 10 more episodes of Between Two Ferns.
10, your dumb internet talk show, and you give me a network talk show. I'm a white man, and I'm straight, and I deserve it. Green as ever. Is the width off to you?
We're taking Between Two Ferns on the road.
My guest today is Benedict Cumberbatch. Bud. Benedict Benefit Lumberjacks.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's what it is. I read online that you're very private and declined to answer questions that make you feel uncomfortable. Is that true? And how old were you when you got your first period? Bradley
Keanu
Cooper,
Reeves.
Who wrote, directed, and starred in A Star is Born.
I hear it's great.
Are you hoping that will open doors for other hot idiots?
I don't know if I'm going to get these shows out. We don't have any money.
Yeah,
we're hungry.
We're going to order the clam strips.
How big are they?
Have you ever seen a chicken strip?
I've never seen a chicken wear clothes.
Here's to the crazy ones.
The misfits.
This looks so
and
dumb.
Dogs.
I'm just curious
but
about
so
the pathology
good if you're
behind
drunk.
This.
How did he
Some
get
people
David
would say we're crazy ones. But I think we're geniuses. Hello.
I love your show.
What if we take this upstairs?
What about John Legend?
He's probably at home polishing his EGOT.
Is that what he calls his penis?
Between Two Ferns, the movie.
Is it going to be in theaters? Not in theaters. Not in theaters.
I am so happy that looks good. Yeah? Because that could have been really bad.
Yeah. I was interested when I heard that it was a movie.
Right.
I was just, is it just going to be skit after skit after
yeah.
skit? But apparently it's like the story behind them going about.
I mean, I don't want too much of the filler.
I really don't.
I kind of just want skit after skit
yeah,
after skit.
Yeah, me too. That's
if there's
what
a couple gags in between, you know, that's fine. But like. Also, let's get rid of Will Ferrell as much as possible.
Yeah.
I'm tired of Will Ferrell. How do you feel about Will Ferrell?
Oh, I'm done.
I'm done. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I liked his old movies. Yeah. I'm done with him now.
Anytime.
Too much.
Okay. So, he went around the talk shows, like, not too long ago.
Okay.
Being like...
Well, because he has a Ron Burgundy podcast that I think
yeah.
is like...
And he was talking
promoting.
About how he was doing stand-up, but he was doing Ron Burgundy the entire
yes.
time. Anytime I saw that, I was like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Click off. But then, I just rewatched the roast of Justin Bieber.
Okay.
And he made
You're still
a cameo
doing the roast thing,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm done now. I went through all of them.
Okay.
But the roast, he showed up as Ron Burgundy, and it was pretty funny. Pretty
when
funny.
Did Anchorman come out?
The first one? 2007.
Like, he's been coasting on that a long time.
A long
Imagine
time.
Still trying to get people to like things you did 10 years ago.
Well, and just 2 hours of it.
I just went over his head.
Oh. Us?
Oh,
Well, I was thinking, like, he's like Michael. Steve Carell could be coasting off of Michael Scott still.
Yeah, but he changed to a dramatic actor.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he had hours of that character on record for everybody to watch. You have 2 hours, well, now four.
Plus every podcast and stand-up and apparently a roast.
That's good.
That sounds like a lot of stuff he's
doing.
It's
really bad, though.
Yeah. You know who killed Will Ferrell's career?
Kevin Hart.
And Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah.
I blame her for it, too.
The House was really bad.
Yeah.
Get Hard was the first one, though.
Get Hard was not good.
Get Hard was the first
that, you know what?
Bad one.
Every movie he's made with Mark Wahlberg has been fantastic. The other guys?
Daddy's Home?
The first one?
Uh-uh.
That's a good one.
Second one's not good.
I haven't seen the second.
Both are not
good. That one has Mel Gibson in it.
Yeah.
I still don't know how he's allowed in Hollywood.
Dude, they could forgive Jew talk if you, just as long as you didn't rape
Didn't he
anybody.
Also say the N-word at one point? Like, several times?
Probably.
I think he did. And he's just acted with Mark Wahlberg.
I feel like that rings a bell. I know that the Jerry Seinfeld guy did.
Yeah.
What a Kramer.
But he's... He hasn't gotten worse.
He hadn't come back.
No.
No.
No. Although they did put him in the Curb Your Enthusiasm season where they redid her Seinfeld reunion as part of the plot, and they make fun of it pretty hard.
Awesome.
It's pretty great. Like, the episodes actually end with like him being chased by a black mob for other reasons, and he thinks it's because he said the N-word, and he's like, I apologize. He's like running away. It's pretty funny. Yeah. You don't laugh, you cry, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can do about how he said it.
No! No, there's no backpedaling that
like,
one.
PewDiePie said it. But that was in the heat of gaming, and it was once, and then he immediately
and he's also not American. And I do believe that it's never okay, but
and
I also believe
talking to an actual black man
culturally, it's different in not America.
A
as
little,
well.
But I mean,
well,
he's
yeah,
popular
still not excusable.
Yeah.
But I would say
it's
definitely
different
than Kramer
than saying it like six times in a row and pointing at a specific individual that
yes
can you know. He said about in front of people.
Mungus and I were just talking about what a trash human being Mel Gibson is because Apocalypto came up in conversation. I said, I just wish such a great movie wasn't made by such a racist F. Apocalypto?
That was not a good
that
movie.
That movie was terrible.
That was not.
Wasn't it mostly an ancient Mayan?
Yeah. I don't think it was in English at all.
The worst movie. I think we watched that together. And I think we made it about an hour in.
Yeah.
And then that might be when we made our suicide pact.
Maybe.
Hulk Hogan got all racist? I don't know. I don't remember that. I just remember the sex tape.
Hacksaw Ridge was really good, though.
It's another Mel Gibson movie. That's the one that got him back into the good graces.
That's because it's really good.
That's not acceptable.
It's acceptable.
Now, don't you want to watch that movie Acid wants you to watch so badly? Actually, no, because now that I know her opinions, I feel like, you know, she likes Apocalypto, and she likes us. That's really bad taste.
Right, like two in a row.
Yeah. Oof. Oof. Speaking of What We Do in the Shadows, the Jojo Rabbit trailer is also out. You want to watch it?
Yeah.
It's the official trailer for Taika Waititi's movie about Hitler.
This is not for Jojo. You're a top man. Prepare to leave the house.
That's ScarJo.
Yeah.
Today you boys will be involved in such activities as
fogging. Sam Rockwell.
I do like Sam Rockwell.
Techniques.
What?
Zim blowing stuff up.
With a German accent?
Don't think I can do this.
Was?
Of course you can.
It's so disturbing that he is him.
I had an imaginary friend. Got me in so much trouble.
It really is.
Kids, it's time to burn some books.
Yeah. You're growing up too fast. 10-year-olds shouldn't be celebrating war and talking politics.
Hitler, I wish more of our young boys had your blind fanaticism.
Did you know?
I don't know how I feel about this movie.
But how would you know if you saw one?
It makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Just like us. Hi.
You know what I am? Say, a Jew. Gesundheit.
That was intense.
What am I going to do?
No idea.
Got it. I will negotiate.
Burn down the house and blame Winston Churchill. We'll negotiate.
If
I tell on you,
that's gonna
you'll
be so weird, man.
They'll never win. Love is the strongest thing in the world.
I feel like this is like gonna be really depressing.
She treats me like a person.
You two seem to be.
I mean, it's made out to be a love story, though.
She doesn't seem like a bad person.
Yeah, that's why I think it's gonna be real depressing. Because they're throwing in all this lightness because the rest of the movie is going to be dark.
Jojo, you're a 10-year-old kid who likes dressing up in a funny uniform and wants to be part of a club.
Is that a Nazi robot?
I don't know, man.
Yogi? Oh, God. Nothing makes sense anymore.
Yeah, I know, it's definitely not a good time to be a Nazi.
Alfie, wait.
I mean, it's...
Who's Theon Greyjoy?
Alfie Allen, that's
him. That's him?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Yeah, he'll play a good Nazi. He's basically one in real life.
What?
I hate that dude.
Why?
You seen his face? I don't know.
Ugly
I look
people
at
are
his
Nazis?
Face, I have a bad time.
Okay. That's weird. But I'm not going to judge
you. Looks like
a
dick.
All right? I'm not going to judge
like
you.
Looks like a dude who's lost a dick.
You know who I will judge? Ballin' Hobo, who just told me to watch Secondhand Lions. Because I'm a 12-year-old soccer boy. Like, why would I watch that?
Isn't that movie super depressing?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. My dad liked it.
I feel like that movie and The Legend of Bagger Vance are like two movies that if you're a Gen Xer... You like slobber on.
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Yeah.
The Will Smith
the
golfing movie.
Yeah. I feel
you
like
know
those
who
two
loves
movies.
That?
Your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of those
and
movies.
Probably my dad does too. Probably your dad does, chat. And Ballin' Hobo. No offense. I like Ballin' Hobo, but I will not watch Secondhand Lions. That's a kid's movie. That's
I don't
bad.
Think it is.
That's a kid's movie. Secondhand Lions?
I'm pretty sure, like, who's the dude? Duvall?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he, like, beats up dudes pretty bad. Yeah, that's the movie. And it's got Michael Caine in it, bro.
Michael Caine?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine's in it?
Michael Caine's in it.
Michael Caine. Secondhand Lions. 2003 American comedy drama film written and directed by Tim McCandless. Tells the story of an introverted young boy who is sent to live with his eccentric great uncles on a farm in Texas. Maybe I haven't. Maybe this is a different movie I'm thinking of. What's it rated?
Who knows? PG-13.
How is it so hard to find a rating?
Just
yeah, family.
PG.
PG for thematic material.
There you go.
My man-child ex maybe watched the movie, and he was 29. That's why Britt left her? Left him? Mild sex and nudity. Mild violence and gore. Mild profanity. Mild alcohol, drugs, and smoking. Mild Friday Night Ted scenes. So. Yeah, kids movie, dude.
Mm.
Kids movie. Mm. So. I'm not watching the trailer for that. I don't need to. All right, Kane, wow, Kane, calm down.
Okay. Tits,
Michael Kane. Okay, man, do you want to watch? I got two things that have been altered. I got someone put deep faked Will Smith into the original Matrix, and then someone added Star Wars blasters and lightsabers into the Ronin scene from Endgame. Jeremy Renner is in Japan slash nearby.
Oh, okay.
Which one do you want to watch?
Both.
Okay. You got one.
Level
start with?
It up. Nah, just go down the list.
All right, here we go. If because you all,
so this is going to be Keanu Reeves' voice coming out of Will
I
Smith.
Honestly don't know for sure. I haven't watched it yet, but it's a deep fake. I don't know how these work, but yeah, everyone. I think most people know that Will Smith turned down The Matrix, right? So this is what it would have looked like if he hadn't.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no.
Oh. Thing.
Oh! You take the blue pill.
That was weird. Look at it. That's weird.
You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I just hope he talks. Oh, shit.
Remember, All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
You know, this actually makes me want to watch it with him in it. It's a pretty good deepfake.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Cause, well, it's him young, too. That's got to be harder.
Try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
Yeah, it is Keanu's voice.
There's my spoon.
He does look like Prince.
There's no spoon.
You think? I don't think he'd have hair. I don't think he'd have hair.
Not that hair.
No. I think he'd be bald. By the way, Matrix is such a good movie with such terrible sequels. Like, I know it's stupid to say this. I feel like it's underrated. The Matrix.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, because the other two were so bad.
Like, it's really known for its CGI.
Right, but it's actually really good.
I mean, this makes me want to watch it with a fucking Will Smith in it.
I mean, all this really did is just, like, show slow-motion cameras. Like,
I mean, that...
It's kind of amazing. Like, the bullet time stuff, okay, I get that was the first... But, like, the 90% of the effects in the movies are just slow-mo.
Yeah.
And the fact that no one did that until 1996 or whatever just blows my mind.
I mean, this basically inspired Zack Snyder.
Yeah, 100%.
He's like, slow-mo? What? That looks so
yeah, they,
cool!
They gotta figure out how to deepfake the voices, Hammy. Really. Like, they really should just put, what they should do is they should start deepfaking movies, but have, like, every actor be Nick Cage.
Just his voice?
No, his face, too.
Oh, okay.
Just everybody's Nick Cage. Like, make Star Wars, but everyone's Nick Cage.
You gotta think that it could be very, like, the code's written for the deepfake. Instead of analyzing images, you could just tell it to analyze audio sources.
Well, Hammy says they have deepfaked voices. He said that right there.
Run a bunch of fucking YouTube, movies. And
he said, check this. The following audio clips are not real. They are generated by a machine learning model. Chimp hockey team. What?
Friends? I've got something new to tell all of you.
It sounds a little fake.
I've decided to sponsor a hockey team.
But it's not bad.
Made up entirely of chimps. I'm tired of people telling me that chimps are not capable of kicking human ass in sports. Chimps are just superior athletes. And
yeah, I feel like if there was like a music background, you wouldn't hear that. Like,
because it's just wet voice like I could hear, yeah.
These chimps will rip your balls off. Goddamn, it's impressive.
For the record, I would gladly watch chimp hockey.
Oh, hell yeah.
That'd be so much better than regular hockey,
super
dude.
Super cool.
Give me...
But see, great person to do that with
he has
is
so
because
many
he has
examples.
So many podcasts.
Yeah, you could do that with me, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably hundreds, there's probably thousands, maybe 10,000s of hours of me talking.
But that's so weird, though, because, like, the fluency matches. You know,
your
drops and pitch and your spikes and pitch when you speak. That was crazy.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, but when you're telling a sentence, when you're talking in a sentence,
when you're telling
for
a
me,
sentence, when you're talking in a
when
sentence,
when it goes down, and then at the end it goes up again.
No, I'm not.
Pitch-wise.
I'm not watching this. Tom Holland is Tobey Maguire. We're not watching that. No.
Oh, come on.
No.
That looked cool.
No, I don't. I don't want to humor him. Okay.
Oh, come on.
No.
Why not?
Because he's on some anti.
The man subbed.
He's on some anti Tom Holland crusade.
Oh wait. So wait. Say that again.
They made Tom Holland into Tobey Maguire.
Oh, I thought it was the
opposite.
And then
put him in the new Spider-Man.
I thought it was the opposite.
No, if it was Tom Holland, I'd watch it for sure.
Oh, okay.
First 2 minutes.
Still, you should watch it.
The whole thing should be 2 minutes long. Here. All right. Did you like it?
That wasn't 2 minutes.
Oh, but I thought we saw enough of it. Did you want to see more?
When? Who said we saw enough of
me.
It? Me. Just skip to the faces.
Is Liz the new top?
No.
That's disturbing.
He looks younger.
With that skirt.
She probably stopped staring before it gets creepy, though.
Too late.
He doesn't look bad.
I don't like it. I don't
he
like that.
He doesn't look bad.
Are there, like, trials or an interview?
Just don't do anything I would do. And definitely don't do anything I wouldn't do.
There's a little gray area in there, and that's where you operate.
Listen, I know school sucks.
Peter, you still with us?
Yeah.
I know you want to save the world, but...
This is a really good one, too, actually.
You're the Spider-Man.
No, I'm not. I'm not. This is just a costume. This is...
You're on the ceiling!
Dude, that's weird,
It is
man.
Super weird. I don't know what it is.
It's because we're not used to
it. I can't point it out. I think it's like the more modern haircut. Because, like, what fucking hairstyle? I feel like it was real dumb and nerdy, whatever he had in the original Spider-Man.
Makes you feel uncomfortable. How many things do you think we see that are deep fake that we don't know?
Well, and his body is just younger.
Yeah.
Fucking Tobey Maguire was 28 when he did Spider-Man.
You think it's Uncanny Valley? I don't know. At this point, I almost think that my brain rejects it because I know it's fake.
Well, no, but that's,
real.
The thing. It's not a fake face. It is a real face.
Right, but I know it's not.
It is. No, the pictures, it doesn't generate a CGI face.
I know what you're saying.
Actual images of a face.
But I know that it's not Tom Holland,
right.
And it should be Tom Holland.
Yeah.
But if we didn't
know... I think that's
the
difference, though.
If they had released the trailer, it's like the Winklevoss thing. Like, they replaced Winklevoss's face,
mm-hmm.
And we don't know... But you think if we watched the entire movie with the original guy and Winklevoss, and then they gave us another version where it's both Winklevosses, we'd think it's weird? I bet we would.
Probably, yeah. You can deepfake a lot of stuff.
Dude, it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. Wow. Okay, and this one is some guy. Now, I don't honestly don't know how good this is, okay? So, I watched about a minute of it. So they replaced it with lightsabers. Yeah.
Sound design's a little off.
Well, that's ironic because they didn't even mess with the sound, except add blaster noises.
Right. Like, they just made them quieter.
Yeah.
Than they should have been.
I think what it is that whatever rip he got off the internet is probably like 7.1 and he only kept two channels of it. I think that's actually what it is. This is something I feel like Teenage You would have done.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
The tracking is pretty bad, though.
It is. That's why I think Teenage You. It doesn't... It looks like he didn't do it frame by frame.
Probably didn't, because you know how long it takes to rotoscope that shit?
Hey, man, do it right or don't do it. You know, that's my opinion. Like, it should be thicker, right? It's a cool concept for some dude who probably did this in his spare time, you know. He just touched it. Can't touch a lightsaber. Were you mad, by the way, when you watched Endgame and you're like, of course the Asian guy is that guy?
No.
That guy's the Asian guy in everything, dude.
That's racist.
It's not!
Jackie Chan exists.
Not anymore, you don't! He old and dead! Hottest movie of the summer is what Ren just said.
Acid?
No, Ren. Oh. Well, Acid said it too, but she was quoting Ren. I see that it says puffnip.jpg. I'm not clicking it. It's puffnip.
Did he really put the 28th as the fucking come out date, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it says in theater September 28th. That was last year, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad.
You know, one day when we're rich and famous off of our Twitch money... We gotta hire someone. We gotta make Puffnip, right?
Nah, I'll pass.
What do you mean you'll pass?
I'll pass. It's not great for me. I'm the one with the Puffnips.
No, you're not!
I was.
You're not no more!
I still kinda am. They're less puffy.
Rude. Alright. I have not watched The Dark Crystal on Netflix.
Not gonna either.
No, probably not.
Not good.
That's before my time. I don't really have any interest in it.
Nope.
Maltese watched it, though. You send him images? Now? What? Oh, if I had more images of your beautiful faces, I'd make a sequel. Look, Colby doesn't leave his house. And when he does, he's berated by mosquitoes. So I don't blame the man. Okay?
Is that why we don't have more photos of us?
You want to see something that's horrifying before we leave? I don't know anything about this movie I'm about to show you a screenshot of. Okay. I don't know who's directing it. I don't know who's making it. Oh, I don't know anything about it. I don't know when it releases. I don't know anything.
Do you know the title?
I do.
Oh, okay.
It's Pinocchio.
That's not good.
Why do we keep doing this? We got the Sonic, we got the cats, and now we got Pinocchio? Who makes this and says this is great? How can we deepfake young Will Smith onto a 15-year-old movie, but we can't make a wooden puppet not look like he wants to steal your soul?
Dude, it's the fucking eyes, man. The rest is carvable. The eyes are not carvable like that.
I don't like any part of it.
There's gloss on the eyes. You can't get... No.
I don't like any part of it.
That's bad. Do you think the movie people released this shit and just like as a field test?
Yeah.
Like, is this too weird? Let's ask the public.
I think that's what they did with that. They'd have to. But of course they did it with Sonic 2 and everyone was like, no.
Yeah, and then they got a good response and then they changed the entire thing.
But they did it with images and then they said no. And then they released a trailer and then everybody was like, no, really, no. And then they had to redo the whole thing.
Why would you not just go based off the fucking images?
I don't know, man. But I feel like the Pinocchio... I mean, they Cats is coming out, man!
How about do it before you actually spend all the money to make the entire movie
just
with that
Just release
Sonic
concept
model.
Art and we'll be like, no!
Yeah. It's not that hard.
No!
Like, the big twist of a Sonic movie is not going to be what the fuck does Sonic look
right.
like.
Right! Just make him look like the games!
Yeah!
I have a picture of Sonic right there! Make him look just like that!
Have you seen the, Lion King...
I have not yet.
No. The remake of the trailer by a dude who made it look more like the original.
No.
But
I don't even
still
know what...
brand new. Look up...
Do I just type that into YouTube?
Go to YouTube.
Or...
Yeah, exactly those words. Lion King fan edit, maybe? I don't know. That one.
If you left the theater feeling a little disappointed... Who goes by the username at LJ?
I don't
on
want
Instagram.
This. Go
Has
back.
Reimagined
that
the
him?
Lion King.
Go to that.
Worse.
Go to that Instagram.
That's way worse.
Go to that Instagram.
I don't want
to
see any more. Those
Why
are horrifying.
Why not? No, it's fucking
those
much better.
Those were horrifying.
Of course.
Those sucked. This? You like this better? You think this is better?
Dude, it looks more like the fucking original.
It's too loud. I can't watch it.
Turn your computer down.
Turn your computer down, yeah.
Hate it. Ronald. He just gave him big eyes.
Yeah, man. Look at them, though.
That
they look like the fucking animated
that's
one.
That's way worse.
No, it is not.
It's way worse. Way worse. That's way worse. No.
Bottom one is 100 times better, yeah.
No, chat, you're wrong. You're incorrect.
No, that's one dude doing it. You don't think Disney could have made it look right? Just
no,
add the fucking
the
big animated eyes.
The way it looks now is fine.
No, it's not, though.
It's fine.
People didn't like it.
I liked it.
No, you haven't seen it.
I still like it.
Whatever.
What do you think? The Pinocchio people could be like, I don't like it. Be like, you haven't seen it. I could judge something by the art. The bottom art was far worse.
No, you can judge art by looking at it. You can't judge a movie and how emotions convey without seeing the emotions play out. No, you can't.
You put that Lion King music behind anything.
And you'll be fine.
And you'll feel emotional immediately, dude. Okay. I could put it behind warthogs farting into each other's snouts.
You were that close saying fucking, man.
Nope,
God,
I was not.
About slipped.
I did not.
Mr. Clean.
You messed up, dude. Yeah,
you need
because
to shave
farting
your head.
Into each other's snouts is what?
You need to shave your head.
Why?
Then I can really call you Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean is not fat.
He's bald, though.
I would look like the ghost dude from Ghostbusters if I shaved my head.
You would. You would look like any ghost from the Ghostbusters.
You want to talk about this real quick? We got 1 minute
Casper?
Left. This teen who went partially blind after eating only Pringles, fries, ham, and sausage. Let me try that again. Teen who went partially blind. You want to try that again? Teen who went partially blind after eating Pringles, fries, ham, and sausage.
What?
He went blind.
Why?
Boy suffered from neurotic optic neuropathy, a dysfunction of the optic nerve caused by a diet low in nutrients required for nerve fibers in the eye to function. So basically, he had such bad nutrition, he went blind.
Did he get it like?
He also lost his hearing a year later. He presented with blurred vision, blurred mainly in the center of his vision. Peripheral vision was intact. He also had reduced color vision, and there were other signs that show he had dysfunction of his optic nerves. He suffered several bone, vitamin, mineral deficiency. Mm. He said he only ate French fries, Pringles, white bread, processed ham, and sausage.
Sounds horrible.
Ham, sausage, and Pringles, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds gross, but...
Like Pringles? Like, you don't even diversify your fucking chips?
He went blind!
Yeah, the things that are available to eat are not good. That's why when people tell me that this thing's bad for you,
yeah,
I'm like, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, Dinnerly's gonna solve that for you, man.
It might.
What's up, Stats? How you doing? All right, guys. It's time for Colby to play games. You excited?
No. In fact, I'm already mad.
You can't be mad yet. Hammy swears up and down that tonight you are going to love the game you play as much as you played, as much as you love Just Cause.
I'm sure I won't. I've got an open mind, though, but I don't.
You don't have an open mind?
Absolutely not.
The game is super hot.
You watched The Departed yet?
No. You watched
Side
Effects yet?
Yep.
Describe the plot
really
to
bad.
Me. Describe the plot.
People get sick.
All right, I watched Super Hot too. Matt Damon dies.
You watched Super Hot?
I watched The Departed too. Matt Damon dies.
What about Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin. Hammy says this game makes you feel like John Wick.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
I mean, don't you want to be John Wick?
No. I'm bad at that.
Okay.
There's a reason John Wick is John Wick. It's because he's not me.
All right. Well, guys, if you're watching live on Twitch right now, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break so we can both pee. I was going to say refill our waters, but Colby's drinking beer, so that's not going
to
happen.
We don't even have to pee.
I don't believe that at all.
Dude, my bladder has gotten attuned to the amount of beer I drink.
That's not true. You peed several times during the last Colby Plays games.
I was twice.
Okay.
Also, I was way more beers deep than I am currently. Okay.
Clearly, you are sober. Yes. Yep. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Colby's going to play super hot. Don't do this. Don't flick me. Okay? If you... Stop it! Stop it! Stop! 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 Stop it! I will rip... And come back and play Super Hot. If you're not watching us live, we'll be back Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Okay? Twitch.tv/SendTheColby, the audio version, all that stuff. You know what it is. I should probably play this. You know, be important. And we're going to get out of here, but we're going to take a quick break. If you're watching live, don't go anywhere. Colby's going to come back. We're going to play Super Hot. Everything is at SendTheColby.com, social media, all the VODs, all the past SendTheColbys, all of the past 202 episodes of this show. All the videos, SendTheColby.com, links to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, SendTheColby.com, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, Spotify, and iTunes, SendTheColby.com. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back shortly. Colby's going to play Super Hot. All right?
Yeah!
We'll see you in a bit. Bye-bye, everybody.
Nobody! Bye-bye.